Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
We'd like to begin this podcast by paying our respects to the traditional custodians of the land in Los Angeles that we are recording on, the Keech, Chumash, and Tongva people, as well as paying our respects to their elders past and present.
Salmon or Dolly threw a great party. We all drank Bacardi. It got kind of gnarly. We're light as a feather. We're tougher than leather. Together we're weirder. We're weirder together.
Mm-hmm. What a day.
Oh, what a life.
What a town.
What a town.
This is a big day for us. For
yes.
The Weirder Together headquarters,
oh,
for
yes.
The beautiful babies. We've got an announcement to make. It feels like a long time since we've potted. I guess we did that one before
announcements,
New York.
Announcements.
We've got an announcement. You've got yourself a cocktail. I've got myself a Topo Chico, the bubbly water that will never go flat.
That's true.
Cheers.
Open that up. Mm-hmm. 2 hours later, still bubbling.
Living the dream.
Sometimes an overnight, it'll still bubble.
Oh, yeah. Weeks. Leave it for weeks.
And remember when there was the I don't want to go into it.
Go into it.
No, when they said the bubbly
Cock
water.
Block my big announcement.
No.
With a story about Topo Chico's, please.
No, not Topo Chico's. Just that bubbly water was bad for you. And then I asked my friend.
Oh, because it like leaches calcium from your bones?
I don't know. And Antonia Steinberg, I said, are you going to still drink it? And she said, yeah, I like it.
Yeah.
That was a good story.
That was a good story.
I know.
Our announcement is that those of us that have listened to this podcast may be aware that Weirder Together has grown from being this podcast and our little sometimes variety show into also being
putting
a
out
podcast
singles,
network,
putting
out music,
singles.
Doing live events, doing all this kind of stuff. And we've been like, we want a digital home base, right?
Yeah.
It's like the way our living room is our home base, where like our friends, shout out Daphne Javich, our friends will come over and just weep in our living room.
Or get a body massage. What is it called?
Some kind of body treatment.
But what's the term? TR? No. Therapy?
Therapy. Right?
Something. She does initials.
Yeah, yeah.
Can I come over for this initial, that initial?
Oh, yeah, like some session. Anyway, the point is our house.
And I'm always like, any initials you can come over for.
Come over for initials. We're open for all initials. Not the KKK. Not open to that.
No, two initials.
You can't come in here. It's only pairs.
Yeah.
But, you know, in the same way that our living room is kind of a container for our community, for our, you know, our events, our expressions of creativity, we wanted an online version of that. Where we could like hang with our beautiful babies,
yeah.
Where we
so
could
we
give them a lot of stuff.
So we invented something called Substack.
We did not.
We came up with it.
No, we are jumping on a proven bandwagon. Substack, for those that don't know, is an amazing platform. A lot of people know you can like, it's for journalists writing blogs and
but
articles.
But now you can shake your butt
you
and
can,
on
yeah,
it.
Yeah, there's
you can
video,
show yourself.
There's audio.
I'm not going to be giving butt shaking.
Oh, you're not?
I might. Okay. But, you know, there's a lot of good, cute things on there.
There's so much. And we have a lot of ideas.
Thinkers, a lot of fun.
Exactly. So what we're basically going to do is we're going to create this sort of digital home base on Substack. The link will be in the notes down here. You can sign up and receive our posted newsletters for free. This weekly pod will always be free and there'll always be a bunch of free content. But then we're also going to do it's like $5 a month, I think. There's going to be amazing extra stuff for
yes.
those that want more from us and our
and you know
network.
When I think of things that I like, that sort of I can give things I'm good at giving, my specific things, but I also want to give the things that I personally enjoy.
So you're saying you want to provide content about things you're good at and things you're not good at?
No. Things I like and things I'm good at.
So an example might be, we're talking about bonus content.
Listen,
we might be putting
like
up for the beautiful
I'm
babies.
Packing for a trip. You'll see very satisfying packing going on and then some of the trip. Like these satisfying videos I like.
With some style tips and stuff from you,
exactly.
I think, you know?
Like it's sort of a version of my favorite things.
Yeah,
you
there
know?
Might be like old demos from me or like, you know, like archival stuff or new covers or... You know, we recently uncovered a short film that you made in the 90s with Sofia Coppola and Spike Jonze. We might put that up there just for the subscribers.
Yeah.
So all that kind of stuff, like, it's just going to be like, if you're into what we've been doing, this is going to be the place that's
and
for,
a
like,
place to interact.
And interact and make suggestions of what kind of content you want from us.
Yeah, like, what should I name my brand new kitty? Or,
oh yeah, that could be.
You know,
yeah.
what are you nostalgic for from the 90s? Whatever.
Yeah, what do you want to hear us talk about, or what do you want to hear us post about? So basically, it's just going to be this hub. We are going to figure it out in real time. One of the things we're going to do for people that are like founding members is we're going to give you access to live streams when we do events. So that's going to be kind of like, if we have a house concert, you're going to be able to stream that in real time, which is like pretty exciting because the things we do are very,
what if
like,
we got
exclusive.
Really crazy and started using it as, like, I had a friend who got so into the tarot that she started using it for every choice.
Okay.
So what if we like
if we do polls for
every
like, decision
beautiful
we
have babies, to make? Should I wear blue or pink today? Beautiful babies, should I go to Lake Tahoe or Santa Fe?
I gotta say, considering all of the things that are possible with this platform, I don't know if that's the best use of it. Nonetheless, you basically can do that with a magic eight ball. Anyway, I'm super excited.
Yes.
The link is in the description of the show here. Yeah. You're going to hear about it often from us. It's going to be super fun. We're starting today with the video post of this podcast. We're not going to do those on YouTube. It just feels like, I don't know.
So
it just feels like, why are we throwing it into the ocean on YouTube?
No,
the
I
video
love,
content is going to be exclusively on the Substack.
It's sort of where it's happening.
And there's going to be a bonus episode every week just for the Substack too.
Yes.
So anyway. Moving on from the Substack.
Yes.
What a couple of weeks it's been.
What a couple of weeks has it been? Has it been?
We're also going to be been. Having, yeah.
Have a grammar yeah, lesson.
Grammar lessons that you guys can give us. So we went to New York. We had this amazing trip to New York. But before that even, the night before we left, went down to the Director's Bureau for their annual Valentine's Day festivities.
I love an annual party that I used to go to. The Barry Diller would have one for Vanity Fair. What's his name?
Yeah, the Vanity Fair Luncheon. Graydon Carter
Luncheon. And that was always so lovely because, to be honest, beautiful babies, I've never been to the Oscars.
Unbelievable.
But I will.
It's a travesty.
It's not.
I don't
it's
think just, the Oscars realize
travesty,
how much
just,
they could elevate their own style and chicness by having you there.
Aw. I mean, I will go, I'm sure. Life is hopefully long for me and for the Oscars. But, the golden carpet.
Globes? Oh, the golden carpet.
It's not going to be red anymore.
No, that's true.
I remember when green screen became blue screen, or blue screen became green screen.
Yeah, I think blue became green, right?
So red became gold.
Yeah.
So a little more stains to when people are walking on it.
Okay.
So this is what I'm saying.
Yes, you love an annual event, like a birthday or Christmas.
Well, yes, but this Valentine's party has become one I look forward to.
And Chris Chang, who is this just the ultimate current day raconteur, host, storyteller, producer.
He's suave.
Local legend.
Suave guy.
Hollywood local legend. He throws this great party every year. And this one
it's Roman Coppola's
company. Yeah. And this one was key party themed. It was themed like a swingers event. And the production design, I mean, granted, it is a it's a agency
directors,
for directors.
Yeah.
So there's set designers.
Sure.
But I mean, describe some of the production design
value. What I love
at the party.
About it is it wasn't garish, or it wasn't over the top. It wasn't like a Kardashian birthday party where you hire someone to decorate and you have all this money.
No, this was DIY, hands-on.
DIY, but like, but of high level of art. So the key party, there were two sections of the party. First, we had sort of, you know, drinks. And Roman Coppola has, it's sort of nostalgic. No one was really smoking, but always cigarettes, the way it used to be at parties, like in a chic little thing on a side table with the lighters, but no one smoked indoors because no one can bear to do it anymore. But then at one point, Chris Chang came with some keys.
Well, there was a bowl of keys.
Yeah, and a key party, if you don't know, was a very swinging 70s thing. If you saw the Ice Storm, apparently people in suburban neighborhoods, they always seem to have where couples would, whatever keys you had, you'd go home with somebody. So no one was really swinging. It was a themed swinging. There was an ambrosia salad, very 70s.
Is that the Jell-O?
The Jell-O one, but it was, you know, a vegetarian one. I don't know, shape. I don't know. No, ambrosia is not meat. Anyway, but all the food was 70s themed. But the, so we walk in at one point to this room that Chris Chang opens with a key. So Chris Chang opens the door so suave. As he's opening it, he's chatting to people who are behind him. He's like the Pied Piper. People are following him.
And we're all sort of gravitating towards this room that's been locked.
And we've been in one part of the party. And just as we open the door, we come in and there's disco. There's like a giant razor and lines of cocaine and disco.
But like props, basically. Props. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, not real cocaine. The decoration was so...
Yeah, it was amazing. There was a hole in, like a glory hole type thing going on the side that, I mean, this is all, you know,
no one was really,
cultural appropriation.
No, yeah. No one was really going for it, but it was... so fun. And everyone walked in, ooh. And
it was awesome.
It was really awesome. And there was a giant straw for people to do coke with, but it wasn't really coke.
And we saw John Vanderslice and Maria Offbrand and James Iha and Jen Furches. And it was so
and
nice.
And later, I mean, we had to leave because we were
flying to New York the next morning.
Right. Yeah. And apparently a lot of cool people. Oh, there's, sorry, I see my dog. there are a lot of fun people that came after. Did you eat any of the fun 70s?
I didn't eat any fun 70s.
I know. We were really not drinking or eating. I mean, well, I would have eaten, but we had already, but I didn't want to be hungover on the flight.
So the next day, it was a great party. And thank you, Chris and Directors Bureau, for inviting us. We love that party. So the next morning, we bright and early. Me and you, first sort of solo trip we've done in a long time. Going to New York City, both of our old stomping grounds. Mm-hmm. Our friends have an apartment in Cobble Hill that let us stay there, and that was incredible.
I managed to have a flight without any existential dread or
something. No anxiety attacks.
It was amazing. Usually
we just were watching, Real Housewives of New York season one. From the beginning, we want to know the law.
I've never seen New York Housewives. We're well in. And that's a perfect thing for me. I can't, usually I listen to music or podcasts on a plane or I watch very silly TV. Yeah, I can't really get into
good.
Something
pure escapism.
Serious.
We saw our friends Martine and Josh the first night, went to Dime Square Metrogram. That restaurant was really great.
Yes, it's above the movie theater.
And
it was empty because it was Super Bowl Sunday.
Oh, that's right. It was Super Bowl Sunday. We watched up to halftime and then we wandered off.
And Usher and the whole thing was so fun.
I haven't heard anyone
fun.
Talking about how low Usher's vocals were in the mix. Like, as soon as Alicia Keys started, her vocals just pounded through.
Right.
His vocals were, the sonic quality, like the EQ, it was just muddy.
Right.
I would have been bummed if I was him.
I mean, it was a terrific show.
Yeah.
Well, you are attuned to things like that.
Yeah. But when she didn't you hear her?
Yes,
like you really heard her cut through.
I mean, maybe it like highlighted his incredible body and outfits and roller skating and...
I hear.
What if you did that on purpose?
Like, no, I heard people saying, I thought he looked great. I heard some people saying he wasn't as cut as they were expecting.
Like,
I think the thing is these days when you take your shirt off, you got to be like, we're from a generation that considers that cut.
But yeah, I guess
in this
old
human growth hormone
stars.
Era,
oh.
It's like you got to be like chiseled beyond.
Yeah, I guess the rock stars, like the sort of, who was in The Who?
Pete Townsend, Roger Daltrey.
Roger Daltrey.
Those guys didn't have like abs.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
they were thin.
Soft. They were soft boys.
Soft,
sexy
thin.
Soft boys.
Well, just so thin.
Yeah.
Like the lead actor in The Holdovers. I'm transitioning to this movie. It's so good.
I want to watch it.
Oscar movies.
Cool.
Yeah, it's really good. It gives, you know, movie from, I don't know. Well, Alexander Payne, I guess he's great at that. But just like a movie, I'm sure people are talking about what I'm trying to say better.
Totally.
But it's like a real movie. But when I say that, I mean, what do I mean?
I think when the way you describe things, yes, there are ways to describe things technically better. But the amount of flavor that you have in your descriptions, I'm there for the character. I'm not there for the details.
Okay.
You know what I mean? How did you find Cobble Hill? Have you stayed there before? Did you
know
that area at all?
I've stayed there with you when you were – Well, Michelle Williams had a place there.
Yeah, Carol. That's right. Yep. Yeah, we stayed
Cobble
there.
Hill, Carol Garden. Oh, and I did a movie, a tender little piece as Talia Shire. This is how to, when you see someone's play and it's not great, and you know how they say, what do you say to the actor?
Pro tip.
That was interesting.
You had fun.
Yeah. This was great.
And that was a tender little piece.
So Talia Shire, who's, you know, if you don't know, she was
in
Rocky, Francis Coppola's sister. She was in Godfather 1 and 2, probably 3. Yeah, 3. Anyway, we both did this movie. The Armenian Donald Trump, wealthy
Fred Manoucherian,
wanted to make a movie. And he paid us so much. She only had to work a few days. I had to work many days. And it was a very fun for my memoir, if I could really get in all the weird jobs.
Oh, yeah. Because
there's the iconic jobs and the stories you want to hear about.
But the working actor adventures are also
And you know, you'll hear about Keanu Reeves. You'll hear about all the wonderful people. But these weirdo jobs that are more about the experience, this crazy experience. But anyway, I did this weird movie. And you don't even know what it was like. But she referred to it when she saw it. It was a tender little piece.
But that was, and you shot there in Cobble Hill.
Part of it.
But yeah.
And there was a neighborhood that was Polish, Catholic Polish neighborhood. Mm. This was in the 90s. No, not 90s.
No, it was 2004 or 5. Yeah.
So it was sort of on the beginning end of becoming more gentrified, would you say?
Yeah, I mean, it was when, I remember when Michelle bought her brownstone, I slept on a futon on the floor, and one night I felt a rat run over my body.
Oh my God. Maybe that's why she didn't get worried when, well, by the time I stayed there with
she had been fully re-torn apart.
It was gorgeous. And she was friendly with that terrific actor.
Jeremy Strong.
Yes, from Succession. But we arrived with our kid. We didn't know anything about lice yet, but she was scratching her head, and I thought she was just anxious or something.
Together we're weirder, we're weirder together.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
And then we got back to LA.
We brought the lice.
But she didn't get it.
No.
But I felt very nervous that she would.
But it was, I got mugged in Carroll Gardens on that same trip. This guy walked up, not this trip, but back in the day, this guy walked up to me and was like, I just got out of prison. Give me your money. He didn't seem to have a weapon, but it was scary. You know,
oh my God.
And I pulled out I had like, you know, 40 or 50 bucks. And I gave it to him. And then he said, give me your phone. I was like, oh, I don't have all my numbers written down. It was before iPhones. I was like, can you please leave me a phone? He went, okay. And he let me keep my phone.
That was very Larry David of you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Just to be like, neurotic, but strangely brave.
Yeah. And then, so then we saw our good buddy, Alexi Wasser.
Yes.
The next
night.
We
went to
Pastis.
And I remembered, you know, the meatpacking district. I remember when, what was, not because of the meat, but Florent was the place back in the 90s.
I went there once with Debbie Harry.
I'm not surprised. Yeah. They were going to do a movie. My friend Pat Resnick, who wrote 9 to 5, she was supposed to make a movie about Florent. I don't know what's happening with that project. But anyway, very iconic spot in the meatpacking district. Diane von Furstenberg had an amazing place. It was, you know, it's an iconic spot, but back in the 90s. So there was, you know, more places, of course, in the 90s, I guess. But I remembered Pastis being in another location, but it looked the same when we went this time. And I asked the waiter and he said they moved it like a couple blocks away, but recreated it.
Well, did you feel proud?
Well, I felt like I wasn't crazy. I was like, did I imagine? And then I was like, I'm writing my memoir. I hope I didn't imagine.
Same waiter,
I did
though,
all these.
Was quite rude. So, you know.
No, this was another.
Oh, so different way.
Where
not
were
the rude
you?
One. I was on the phone to our daughter.
Okay.
Trying to convince her to do her homework.
Okay. Because while you were doing that, a lot happened.
Yeah.
So Alexi Wasser and I share a lot of personality. Mm-hmm. She is so funny. She cares a lot about people giving her, you know, attention and stuff like that. So Alexi Wasser and I share a lot of personality where we are very much care if eyes are on us, if we are getting a certain amount of attention. And this, the lovely waiter, then he said, I'm going to leave and another person's going to take over. You know, when they tell you that, I'm like, great, whatever, thanks. The first waiter was like lovely. And then the new waiter was just like giving all this attention to this other table. And then we were like waiting. And then we thought,
he was the waiter.
Listen, though, my mom was a waiter. You know, I don't need to explain that I'm not obnoxious.
This is not a class issue.
I'm like the person who says, I know you're really busy. Can you, you know, I get a little like,
You're not rude to the service industry.
No, I'm like codependent. I'm like, can I help you clear the table? Whatever. Anyway, I had a drink. She wanted her hot chocolate. So we can just like relax and start talking. You know, when you're like waiting to order and you're like distracted. Wasn't coming to us. So one of the bus boys came over and we were like, hey, can we get the waiter? We want to order. And they told the waiter, and he must have felt insecure. This is what I think. Mm-hmm. So he came to the other table again that didn't need anything and was like meandering for so long and finally came and was like irritated at us.
He was like passive aggressively paying attention to the other people. It was
like on purpose. And I think he just must have felt insecure / annoyed then. Because someone came up to him and was like, hey, these people want you. And he was just like, fuck them. And then Alexi is so funny because my thing would just be like, just start ordering, forget the whole thing. And she was like, do you hate us? Why do you hate us? So we had this whole like intense interaction with this waiter.
Well,
and that's my story.
I missed that.
But by the time you came, we were.
You were like, it was like two neurotic.
You could cut the tension.
Two neurotic Jews in a tiz about the service.
But it was fine.
It was a fun afternoon. And then we moved on to dinner with Nomi Fry and husband Ohad, who we hadn't met before at, what was the place we ate at? It was called.
Oh my God. So good.
It was delicious. It was called, I've got it right here, Alto Paradiso. And it was delicious.
You know, I used to think double dates with married couples.
Oh, like they looked insufferable.
Insufferable.
Didn't they?
I used to just love the posse going out, all sitting
this
down.
This was like we were on 30 something. Like this is like just stable Gen X, intellectual, artistic couples.
I liked a lucky strike thing where you just go with a little group and you sit around and order French fries and whatever they, you know.
Yeah.
We would always have the salad, whatever, like that kind of impromptu.
Yeah.
And this plan to have dinner with a couple.
Everyone's got babysitters.
But you know what? What? Love it.
You know what? I feel grateful. Your tastes are being refined as you age. It's like beginning to appreciate Paul McCartney's albums. You know what I mean? Like when you're younger, they feel just too considered or something like that. And you develop a more subtle appreciation.
Well, it's like when you're trained and then you can just leave the script or you learn all your lines and then you can let it go. Like I only wanted to live where you're just improvising. But now I like the plan and then you can go for it.
And wasn't it just so nice to like with Alexi or Nomi or Martin and Josh just feeling like we really do have nice friends in New York, that it's a place that we've both had such meaningful years that it's nice to still feel like there's like a current life there for us when we visit. But I really want to talk about the Batsheva show that you walked in for New York Fashion Week, because that was like an amazing, you did incredibly. And it was an incredible event. And first time I've ever been to a fashion show in New York for New York Fashion Week.
I know. It was so nice because Molly Ringwald was in it and she opened and then did another look and she ate.
Oh, she ate no crumbs?
No crumbs.
Wow.
Did a whole character. Mm. And I was just, I've done a couple. I did X Girl, you know, hello.
Classic seminal.
Okay.
Fashion show.
It's a fashion show that's seminal. But I haven't done it. I did another one, like a charity, whatever. And I went to a lot of them back in the day, but I wasn't in them. Anyway, When I did X-Girl, I just was smiling and walking and looking at people and just, you know, I was a character doing, you know, an actor, whatever, doing a show, not a model. And I thought the tone was all these women, none were models, maybe one or two, maybe. Most were just beautiful women that Batsheva, you know, got to do the show. Anyway, I thought I'm just going to give face. I'm doing it model. I'm just going to do serious.
Play walking. The face card, as the kids say.
Yeah. But then on the way, when you do the walk, then you go to the end and then you pose for the paparazzi and the magazines and then you come back. And then you do that walk where you do everybody together walking for the last look. Mm-hmm. And then the designer comes out and you applaud. But I see you sitting with Ann Jones.
Mm-hmm.
And so I break character and wave and smile.
But it's okay, I feel, because Batsheva also was like waving and everyone was kind of
fine.
A little jovial.
It was fine. I'm happy I made the choice to not do that the whole time.
Yeah. No, you were pretty serious on your solo walk.
Yeah.
You looked amazing.
I mean, the makeup artist. Yeah. I also, what character to do, not that you're doing a character, but, you know, I guess as an actress, you sort of think of something. But they had a movement coordinator, somebody who works where he helps people. He works in commercials and stuff. Like, for example, if you're doing a photo shoot, we were chatting to him, and it's like, if you have to, you know, he helps people with your body moving and standing. And so anyway, I pulled him aside. I really liked him. I bonded with the people. It was like a huge experience because—
Well, it's so pro-woman.
It was very pro-woman. Everyone was 40 and older. And when I've known a lot of supermodels, qu'est-ce que c'est? And I've watched them live their fashion weeks. And it's like this show, that show, this show, hair tease, hair. And there's the hero looks. Like, usually a show will have everyone's like sort of no makeup, but, you know, bright eyes and beige lips, or this one's smoldering eyes, and you know, there's a look, and then the hair's all teased for all the models, or all, I mean, of course they alternate. This was sort of, there was a hero look for the makeup, but not the hair. But my point is, these models, like my brother is married to this model, Kirsty Hume, you know, they went from one show and they had fun. They knew each other. It was, you know, Kirsty and Amber Valletta and Shalom. They're all besties, but it's like work, work, work.
Yeah.
But because this was this capsule for us, it was this one moment. We all like, it's like we just had this moment and we all like bonded. Like the movement guy, I don't know what his real name, his job title is. I felt close to him. The woman who had a matching outfit to me, mm-hmm. this beautiful English rose, 40 something old woman, and who does styling, but she let her hair grow gray to this bob. And all of a sudden, because she's like, I thought she was a famous model. She's like beautiful. She's like, no, I actually am in styling. She's English, but she lives in Silver Lake. She was like, once I grew my hair, people were like tapping me to be this older model. She was beautiful.
Yeah. It was a great group of women. And it did feel, it had a special atmosphere to it. Like it felt like a really special show. And I'm friends with Batsheva on Instagram and we've chatted back and forth, but I'd never met her. And I was really impressed with her. I just found her.
I say Batsheva, but is Batsheva or Shiva?
Probably the Hebrew pronunciation would be Batsheva.
Right.
But I don't know.
I always say Shiva, but Shiva. Today,
yeah. But I was just very impressed with her as a person, as a professional, like both the mix of humility and confidence were really. I had a funny experience. So I didn't realize I was going to be sitting in the front row.
I thought
you
were going to say, I didn't realize I was going to be in the show.
No, I didn't realize I was going to be sitting in the front row, which you do feel like you're sort of in the show. I'm next to Ann Dexter Jones,
mm-hmm.
The Ronson's mum, and then Mickey, that sort of rounder, bald guy, I think is from Vogue. It was all like, it was just all the fashion celebs. I wouldn't have worn blue jeans. I was very self-conscious about my blue jeans, but then I saw Zach Posen came in with blue jeans and I was like, okay, I've got a brother in blue denim. But as I was sitting down, I get this text from somebody saying they found our dog's collar, like out on Mulholland. And I absolutely flipped out. I was like, I was so nervous and excited for you. And then anyway, turns out that they'd lost the collar another time.
I'm backstage and I'm, you know, I'd been backstage from 4:30 and the show was at 8:30. So they, you know, you take a while to get ready, at least for this one. And it was a huge, major, I was so in heaven getting my makeup done by like the top
cream of the crop.
Cream of the crop. Because as an actress, you get your makeup done and it's really good. But
and I was really like not wanting to stress you out.
No, there's something about getting your makeup done by, you know, like fashion week makeup artists are so good. But in any case, I call you because you've been running around town while I was doing this and going to meet me at the show. And I'm like, hi, how are you? And I could hear in your voice, you're like, I'm good.
Yeah.
Like you didn't want to say
I know.
Something had happened.
Of
and
you.
Then later you're like, I had just seen an image of
our dog's collar just on the side of the road. And I was like, oh my God.
And then you called Goldie because we were in New York and we get this text and she from a random person who found the collar. And Goldie was like, I'm sitting next to the dog.
Yeah.
Anyway,
it was fine. But
it all worked out.
And I had a good chat with Anne, who, you know, you used to date Sam. So she was like, now you're in the family, Ben. And we had a whole talk. And it was great. She talked about traveling around the world when she was a kid and moving countries a lot. And that's something like we've thought about with Goldie. Like, is there a lack of stability in bouncing around a bit? But she was like, it's the best thing you can give them. And you were just amazing. And I just loved seeing people celebrate you. That's the main thing.
That's
you know?
So nice to hear. Thank you.
So actually on Wednesday on the Substack, you're going to do a whole post with all this behind the scenes footage from the Batshaver show and all this great content. So, I guess we're going to wrap up, but we do have something kind of special. A song's coming out today that's a song by me and Shamir called God Honest Truth. That originally came out only on SoundCloud. We recorded it before we'd ever met in person. And we just put on SoundCloud. It's just getting an official release today.
Yay.
So we're going to end the episode with that song.
Yay.
And coming out through Weirder Together. And once again, pop over to the Substack and check it out. It's not something you have to feel compelled to pay for. It's just if you... Literally, if you feel like you cannot get enough of our content, then there's going to be more
And if you like
you.
Substack, if you're in that world...
Yeah, there's tons of like Jeff Tweedy and Kelly Oxford and, you know,
more and more good
Patti
people.
Smith. But we are very, I'm excited to be back. I feel like this year is like shaping up to be a real adventure for us.
There's when you say back.
Back from New York.
Oh, nice. Okay.
I'm just excited to be back from New York.
Because we're going to go to Australia for a little bit.
Yeah, we are going to go. But I'm just sort of like feeling like I'm in the flow. It feels like there's exciting stuff. And I feel like the launching the Substack is part of it, that like fostering a little more community with our audience and like sharing more frequently stuff. I'm just excited about
Me too.
All the possibilities.
It feels right.
At the moment. So, okay, this is a song called God Honest Truth by Shamir and Ben Lee out today. And
for you beautiful babies,
we love you.
It's too late. Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.